Welcome to the podcast today and to your daily dose of the Word of God. Today I want to talk to you about part number four of the enemies of the cross of Christ. I want to tell you some more things about those who are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Let me read again Philippians 3, verse 18 and 19. Listen to verse 19, especially. For many walk, of whom I've told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Yesterday, if you remember, I shared with you that Paul said the enemies of the cross of Christ, that their end is destruction. Today, I want to share with you that Paul also said God is their belly. You say, what in the world does that mean? Well, this means that those who worship their own appetites and desires are enemies of the cross of Christ. You see, there are many who only live for the sensual and self-gratifications that they can get. It means that they're living for self-indulgence, and it applies to those who have never been saved, who do not know the grace and the love of Jesus Christ. Those who cannot restrain their appetites or their sinful, sensual, or sexual desires or their passions, who may boast of being spiritual, but actually they're sensual. Today, we have many who have never been saved or are nominal Christians who do not serve and worship Jesus, but serve and worship themselves and their own sensual and sinful desires. Much of so-called modern Christianity is not about the Savior, sacrifice, or suffering. It's about satisfying their own selfish, sinful, sensual desires. Look at many of the megachurch ministries, or should I say industries, and popular preachers and celebrity Christians. You hear and see little about sacrifice and suffering and the old rugged cross. It seems to be about health, wealth, and prosperity. It's about their own selfish desires. Today, maybe as never before, we need to be on guard about these people. They claim to be Christian, but they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. May God bless you today.